All right, so AI and the future of work, right? Everyone's talking about it. But we're going deeper this time, looking at this whole AI agent swarm thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild concept when you really think about it.
It's not just like robots on an assembly line anymore.
Right.
We're talking about interconnected systems, almost like, I don't know, imagine a hive mind for the workplace.
I like that. A hive mind.
Like a team of AI working together, not just alongside us, but actually like learning and adapting, solving problems, you know, in ways that we never could on our own.
And the timing of all this is really interesting, right? Because we're seeing these labor shortages popping up everywhere.
Absolutely. Across so many industries, it's a big deal. And businesses need solutions now. So could these AI agent swarms be the answer?
It's definitely a possibility.
We decided to dig into some research from Manpower Group on this. They're a pretty big deal in the global staffing world.
They've got their finger on the pulse for sure.
Right. And they have some really interesting insights on how this whole AI landscape is evolving.
Yeah, what I find fascinating is this shift from AI doing like single tasks, automating one specific thing,
Right.
to these complex systems, these swarms.
Yeah.
It's like the difference between having like a bunch of specialized tools and then suddenly you've got a whole coordinated workforce.
Ooh, I like that
Like,
analogy.
think about a beehive,
Right.
right? You've got all these individual bees, and on their own, they're doing their thing, but
They
together,
make the funny.
exactly, they make the honey, they build this incredibly intricate hive, and it's a perfect example of swarm intelligence in action.
And that's what these AI agent swarms are all about, right? Using the power of many to tackle these really complex problems.
Absolutely. And this interconnectedness is key because it allows businesses to look at challenges holistically. It's not just about, optimizing one tiny piece of the
It's
puzzle.
about seeing the whole picture.
Exactly. So instead of having separate AI for hiring, training, scheduling, whatever,
Right.
this is a system that's managing the entire workforce in sync.
Whoa.
It's anticipating needs, finding solutions before those problems even crop up.
That's huge.
It is huge. It could completely change the game.
So Manpower Group, they actually broke it down into five key areas, five ways they see these AI agent swarms really kind of like revolutionizing the future of work.
Yeah, it's a good framework for thinking about it,
Yeah.
not just how it'll impact companies, but like you, me, everyone listening, how it could actually change our day-to-day.
Right, exactly. That's what we really care about, right?
For sure.
So their first one, automated recruitment and screening. I've all been there, right? Sending out a million applications.
Oh, tell me about it.
Or if you're on the other side of it, like sifting through resumes,
It's a nightmare.
it's a painful process. So imagine if AI could kind of step in and, you know, go beyond just matching keywords on a resume.
Right, like actually understanding your skills, your experience,
Yeah.
what you're really good at,
Yeah.
and then connecting you with jobs that actually fit your like career aspirations.
Yeah, it's like having a personal headhunter
Exactly.
working for you 24/7.
Working for you, exactly. Finding you those hidden gems, those jobs you didn't even know existed, but you're perfect for.
Yes. And then for the employers, it's like it helps them find the best talent. You know, without that bias, that can sometimes creep in.
Right, because it's not about like where you went to school or how fancy your resume is. It's
Exactly.
about your actual ability.
It's about what you can actually do, which leads us to Manpower Group's second area, dynamic workforce management. So, okay, you've got the right people in the door now.
Right.
But how do you make sure they have the skills to like thrive, especially in this crazy, fast-changing job market?
Right, things are moving so quickly now.
Constantly. So that's where this whole like real-time adaptability of these AI swarms, that's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, imagine a system that's always monitoring, like what skills are actually needed for different jobs in a company.
Okay, yeah.
And it can predict what skills they might be missing in the future,
Yeah.
based on industry trends. Like, oh, it looks like we're going to need more data analysts next year.
Right. Or software developers. It seems like everyone needs those.
Everyone and their mother.
Yeah.
But instead of scrambling last minute, companies can be proactive, right?
Yeah.
They can start training their people now for those future needs.
Oh, that's smart. Get ahead of the curve.
Exactly. It's like instead of reacting to change all the time, you're anticipating it. You're prepared.
That's a much better way to be.
Way less stressful. And then imagine this. Okay. The AI could suggest training programs for employees, like specific ones, based on their current skills and like what they want to do down the line.
Oh, wow.
Personalized career development.
Yeah.
That's the future.
Yeah, it's like having your own, like, career counselor.
Exactly.
It's built right into your workday.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, the third area from Manpower Group, skill development and training.
Mm-hmm.
So this dives even deeper into how we learn, right?
Yeah. It's taking personalized learning to a whole new level. Imagine, like, an AI that knows how you learn best.
Okay, yeah.
Like, are you a visual learner? Do you need to actually do things to get it?
Right, right, right.
And it adapts. It gives you content, resources, you know, in a way that you actually learn best.
So it makes learning more engaging.
More effective, faster. It's like having a personal tutor, basically.
Sure. That's incredible. And it makes so much sense because, I mean, everyone learns differently, but with all this talk about AI and efficiency and automating things,
right,
we can't forget about the human side of things.
Exactly.
And that's Manpower Group's fourth area, enhanced employee engagement.
Because at the end of the day, people want to feel connected.
Right.
They want to feel like they're part of something meaningful.
Rudy B. Robots.
Exactly. Even with all the cool tech in the world, that human element is still crucial.
Absolutely. So how does AI actually make us feel more engaged, more connected at work?
Okay, so think about this. What if the AI helped onboard new hires? Like, connect them with people they'd vibe with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mentors, colleagues, people with shared interests.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, make them feel welcome, part of the team.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it, like, analyzes your work patterns, you know, when you're most productive.
Okay.
And then suggests the best times for breaks or, like, focused work sessions. So you're actually working smarter, not harder.
Right. It's like optimizing your energy, your time.
Exactly. It's all about using AI to create a more supportive, more fulfilling work experience.
Right.
Where people feel valued.
Yeah. Yeah. Valued. And I imagine it helps prevent burnout, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Which actually ties into Manpower Group's fifth area perfectly.
Let's hear it.
Predictive analytics for staffing needs.
Right. So having the right people, right skills, right time, it's huge.
Huge. It's about balance, right?
Yeah.
Like making sure there are enough people to handle the workload, but nobody's drowning.
Yes. No more crazy crunch time because we didn't plan ahead.
No more working weekends because you're short-staffed.
Exactly. So imagine an AI that looks at, like, historical data, you know, what's happened in the past, market trends, upcoming projects.
Okay. Yeah.
And it can predict how many people you'll actually need weeks, even months in advance.
Wow. That would be a game changer. It's like we're moving from, like, this reactive, oh, shoot, we need to hire someone right now, to actually being strategic.
Totally. It's about planning, understanding what you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Manpower Group really stresses that.
Yeah, they do. It's not just about, like, let's throw some AI at the problem and see what sticks.
Right. They're all about asking the right questions first. Like, what are the biggest headaches in your workflow?
Where are the bottlenecks?
Exactly. What can we actually automate to make everyone's lives easier?
Instead of just trying to use AI for everything, right?
Right. It's about finding those specific things where it can make the biggest difference.
Those use cases, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe it's, like you said, automating some of that candidate screening in HR.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's streamlining project management, or, like we were saying, personalizing those learning plans.
Right. You need to define what success looks like.
100%. It's got to be solving a real problem.
It's not just about having the coolest AI. It's about using it in a way that makes sense for your business.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's not like you set it and forget it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right. It's not magic.
It's not magic. These systems, they're learning as they go. So you got to keep tweaking things, making sure they're still working for you.
It's a partnership. Like, we're working with the AI. It's learning from us. We're learning from it.
Exactly. And that's something Manpower Group talks about, too, the human side of it. You can have the most amazing AI in the world, but
if people hate it,
it's not going to work. People have to trust it.
Right. Which means transparency is huge.
Huge. People need to understand how it works, how their data is being used. Like, we're not giving up on privacy or anything.
Exactly. It's about setting those ground rules, those ethical guidelines.
Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, it's about using this technology to make work better for everyone.
And make it more human, not less.
Exactly.
So to kind of wrap things up, we've talked about a lot today. These AI agent swarms, they have the potential to, like, fundamentally change how we work.
No doubt.
Automating tasks,
right,
engaging employees, even predicting what we'll need in the future.
It's a wild new world out there.
It really is. But like with anything new, we have to be thoughtful about how we use it.
For sure.
So listeners, here's something to think about. As these systems get smarter, are we going to become more reactive?
Interesting question.
Just doing what the AI tells us to do? Or
yeah.
could this actually free us up?
To focus on the things that actually matter.
Exactly. The creative stuff, the problem solving, the human connection. That's what we don't want to lose sight of.
Absolutely.
So that's our deep dive for today. Thanks for exploring the future of work with us. And keep thinking, keep questioning, because this conversation is just getting started.